It is a Tuesday morning, and we welcome back Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Let's pick it up with this major investigation that the Times Union has. Explain.
Our reporter Chris Bragg has the story today about how the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan is investigating Crystal Run and how they received an extraordinary $25.4 million in state grants that came following a series of campaign contributions made to the campaign of Governor Andrew Cuomo. We know of the investigation because of the issuance of federal grand jury subpoenas seeking testimony from multiple Crystal Run employees, and this is according to people with knowledge of the matter. Crystal Run, its executives, their spouses, or company doctors have given at least $400,000 to Cuomo's campaign, with most of it coming in a flurry of 10 donations of $25,000 apiece that were made at a Cuomo fundraiser in October of 2013. The Times Union also reported last year that the State Department of Health had awarded $25.4 million in March of 2016 to build two Crystal Run healthcare facilities, even though both had already broken ground about 6 months earlier. After the story was posted online Monday, a spokesman for Crystal Run confirmed that last year it had received a subpoena requesting documents and has since complied. The spokesman also said they have no reason to believe that Crystal Run was the focus of the current federal investigation. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern District of New York had no comment, nor did the governor's office, but the governor's office has repeatedly said that campaign donations do not impact policy decisions by his administration. The Department of Health maintains that all the grants came from a $1.2 billion pot of money, including this $25.4 million, and were done appropriately through the bidding process.
From there, let's just remind folks that today across New York is voting on your school budgets. And I know one of the major issues is people being on school boards.
In recent years, the turnout for the school budget votes, which have all been consolidated to the same Tuesday in May, has been down. And part of the reason that some speculate is because of the 2% tax cap, there's not a lot of anger about school budgets, so people aren't turning out. Usually people come out to vote against them because they're angry about their taxes going up, and the taxes have been held pretty firm. School districts are facing a lot of struggles dealing with that, but nonetheless, it's not getting the voters out. The polls will be open today to go out and say yes or no for your local school budget.
Either way, get out and vote. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. We'll pick up with you next week.
Thanks, David.
Find out more at timesunion.com.